Okay, please repeat after me the first, the translation of the first verse of Sri Srishtashtakam. Glory to the Shri Krishna,
Sankirtana,
which cleanses
the heart
of all
the dust
accumulated
for years
and
extinguishes
the fire of conditional life
of repeated birth
and death. Okay, now today I'll break till here. Today I'll just tell you a story relating to the first line of Srishtashtakam. Cheto darpanam arjanam. Okay, our heart, it's like a mirror. Okay, see, sometimes the mirror, it becomes dirty, isn't it? Then what you do? You take a cloth and you try to clean it with choline, isn't it? So you try to clean it so all the dust goes. Similarly, when you, our heart is like a mirror, when you chant the names of Krishna, that time what happens? The Lord, Lord Krishna himself, he sits in your heart. Who is sitting? He is in your heart. You know why we are able to do all this in movement, everything? Because the Lord is there within your heart. So that Lord within your heart, he starts cleaning your heart. Your heart, it is filled with good things and dirty things. And that dirty things make you behave badly. Back answering, not respecting someone, or fighting with someone, or whatever. All those bad habits are there because of the dirty things that are there in your heart. It's in everyone's heart. The maximum is in my heart. So those things will be cleaned only if you chant. I'll tell you one very nice story. All of you sit properly. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was a hunter. Okay. You know what he used to do? He used to kill the animals half. Means, once what happened, yesterday we heard the story how that boy became Narada Muni. All of you heard. Now this Narada Muni, he is the guru of many people, of Valmiki, of Prahlad, of Dhruva, of all the great people. And this Narada Muni, he keeps going around all the places in the sky, in the world, everywhere. And his only job is, he'll go and tell everyone, please take the names of Krishna. He'll make them nice devotees. So, Narada Muni, once he was going to Prayag. While he was going to Prayag, at that time, he saw one bear. Okay? The bear was, there was an arrow shot at the bear. And it was suffering like this. Can you imagine if I shoot an arrow on you, if I shoot on you, how painful it is? And it was suffering like this. And then there was one lion. Same thing. It was also suffering. And then, more further event, there was a deer. Even on the deer's body, there was one arrow. Even the deer was suffering. So what happened? Narada Muni felt very bad. He was walking, he was seeing all these three animals. So he wanted to find out who did this. So he went walking. Normally he would take the straight road to Prayag. But now he went inside the jungle to find out who is doing this. So he went and found there one black face, one hunter was there. His eyes were very red. And Narada Muni came and said, who is doing all these things? So then he said, first of all, that hunter was disturbed because Narada Muni came in between. He couldn't shoot other animals. So he was very upset. He said, why have you come here? So then Narada Muni said, I have a question. What is your question? So I want to know who killed these animals and why are you killing them half? See, if you are killing them, kill them completely. Why are you making them suffer? So then he said, it is my pleasure. I like to see animals suffering. This is demonic tendency. I like to see animals suffering. So then Narada Muni said, that's not nice. If you, according to laws of nature, if you cause pain for someone, say suppose I slap you unnecessarily. Now all of you are sitting quietly, all listening to story, but still if I come and give one slap to all of you, suppose, means I am causing pain unnecessarily for you, then what will happen? Even I will get all the slaps back. You follow? Means like if you cause pain for someone, that pain is going to come again to you. So Narada Muni explained to him that if you cause pain for all these animals, you will also suffer. So then, because Narada Muni was a pure devotee, he was a rishi, so when he said all these things, this hunter's heart changed, it melted. Oh, I have done a mistake. But then he said, and then Narada said that, can you do one thing for me? So then he said, what do you want? Do you want these animal skins or do you want one of the animals? Narada Muni said, no, I don't want all those things. I just want, henceforth, you completely kill the animal. Don't leave them half killed. Because they are suffering. So then, after that, he said, Narada Muni said, see, because you have done all these sins, you will suffer. You will not get liberated. But then that person said, oh sadhu, I mean, he said, what should I do now? I have been so sinful all this while. So please, can you tell me some way out of this? So then Narada said, yes, do one thing first, you break your bow. And he said, if I break my bow, then how my family will eat? So then Narada said, first you break the bow, then you listen, I will give you food every day. I will provide food for you every day. Then he said, okay, he broke the bow. And then he said, now what I should do? He said, now you give up everything, whatever you have, the animal skins, that is, whatever possessions you have, you give it to all the Brahmana priests and you go and stay near the river. You build one small hut for yourself and you keep one tulsi plant next to your cottage, and every day you always just go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Just go on chanting 24 hours. So this hunter said, okay. So because when Narada Muni says, you can't say no because he's a pure devotee. So then the hunter immediately, he gave up everything. He went and as Narada Muni had suggested, he did, and he went and sat down. And all over the village, the news spread that the hunter has changed into a saintly person. He is chanting the names of Krishna. So it is a tradition, when you go to see a saint, you should not go empty handed. So this, all the people, whenever they used to come to see this saint, they used to bring something. One used to bring rice, one used to bring dal, one used to bring fruits, one used to bring everything. Basically, this hunter's name was Mrigari. Mrigari means enemy of the animals. He was an enemy of the animals. Now, because Narada Muni said, he changed and everybody used to come to meet him and he used to chant the names of Krishna. Now after some time, Narada Muni thought, now let me go and see what he is doing. So he came along with Parvata Muni. So those two Parvata Munis came, and what did this Mrigari do? When he saw Narada Muni, he was so happy. Because of that Muni, his heart changed. All his bad habits went away. He became a very nice man. So what did he do? He wanted to offer obeisances to Narada Muni. But what happened? In the way, there were many ants. So what he thought, if I offer obeisances here, the ants will be killed. No, if you offer obeisances on ants, the ants will be killed. No, you press nicely, they'll go. So what did he do? He just moved those ants away. And in some place it is said that the path where he wanted to go and see Narada Muni, that was filled with ants. So he was jumping up and down and going, so that he'll not stamp those ants. Then he went and offered obeisances to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni and Parvata Muni said, what you are doing like this and coming? So then he said, I didn't want it to hurt the ants on my way. Now you saw, just because of chanting, initially he was killing the animals half dead and he was enjoying. Ariva, now see, sometimes we play, you know, with the ants, we just do like this with them, we play with the cockroach, we do all these funny things, isn't it? See now, how I'll beat you, like this we do. So that is demonic tendency. That is demonic tendency. But what you should do, if they come, you should gradually push them. Give them, push them outside. Let them go in the road and let them go away. Don't kill them. Because if you kill them, you know Newton's third law of this thing? For every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. Isn't it? In physics, did you learn this? How many of you have physics? You don't have physics now, everything has changed. Anyway, you will learn sometime. That time you remember this. Okay? So that's why this Cheto Darpana Marjana. By chanting the names of Krishna, all your bad habits will go and you will have very good habits. Okay? Shri Narada Muni ki?
Yes.
Shri Shishtashtakam ki?